Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Myra Olson. She is the Education Coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center. And Myra, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on and getting us all up to speed on all the things that are happening at the Arts Center. It is a very, very busy next couple of weeks. And it's always busy at the Arts Center.
It seems like. I love it.
Yeah. So, yes. And a huge, big fundraiser going on this Saturday, the Wine and Cheese. This is really big for the Arts Center.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And Stefan, we're really encouraging people to come out for that and stuff. We're going to have a really fun evening planned and stuff with lots of very good food and very good wine. And it's happening tomorrow night from 7 until 9. And tickets are still available. You can come in and see us today and get a ticket. Or if you can't make it today and stuff, just come to the door and stuff. And we always have tickets for sale at the door, and tickets are $35.
So. $35. And the theme is kind of like Mediterranean.
Yes.
That looks fun.
It is. And I tell you what, we're going to be sampling some cheeses that we have never had before. The cheeses are going to be absolutely awesome and stuff this year. So if you're into things like that, wine and cheese, be sure and come. But there's more than just wine and cheese, of course. You know, there's just a wonderful display of food and something for everybody.
Awesome. So. Good night to get fancy and, of course, help out the Arts Center. Get your tickets for that today, or you can get them at the door, like Myra said. And then, you know, other things happening at the Arts Center, always bringing in that new, fresh gallery, and this one's really awesome. It's called Circles.
It is. Warren, have you been down for it yet?
I have not. I've seen some of the pictures that
you
the Arts Center has shared.
You need to come and see it.
It's amazing what this guy does with his origami and how he's able to make it into these circular... It's crazy.
Yeah, we had an artist luncheon this last week on Wednesday with him, and the artist came, and he gave a really detailed talk of, like, his thought process behind doing this. And there is a real mathematical technique to doing this, and it was just amazing. So, I mean, I listened to him on Wednesday, and now I have a totally different, you know, look when I'm looking at these things and stuff, I'm looking at them totally different and stuff. It's just absolutely amazing what he does and stuff. So, and he works with paper plates.
And he uses those and makes art out of it.
Yes. And these are gorgeous, gorgeous pieces. Okay. I mean, you wouldn't, if you didn't know that they were paper, you would have never guessed that.
No.
But I mean, it is just awesome. So I hope people come out and take a look at that and stuff. The gallery is always free for people to come in and stuff. And you know, we do tours with school kids and, you know, different people from the community come in all the time and stuff. So it's free and open to the public.
Yeah. So get a taste of the arts. And of course, it's always being a new gallery is always being brought through, but check out Circles while it's there. It's absolutely free, like Myra said. Yeah. And then Myra, as the education coordinator, you kind of take a look at all these classes and you've put a lot of these together, and there's some really interesting ones coming up here in February.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited about this new lineup that we have. We have the Dakota Wood Carvers are going to be doing a beginning wood carving class, and they're going to be doing, you know, the Scandinavian horse, and oh my gosh, this is going to be so cool. I hope people come out and take interest in that class. That class is going to be on Monday, February 4th and 11th from 7 until 9, and we're still taking registrations for that. And then we're going to be doing a cheese making class. And this was a class that was actually scheduled last fall. Mm-hmm. And the I'm teaching this class along with Lucinda Lean, and she is of course a pastor here in town and stuff, and unfortunately she had a funeral on the day of the class, so we rescheduled the class, and we're just hoping that everything goes smoothly and nobody dies and because this is going to be a fun class, and people in this class are going to learn how to make a variety of different cheeses. Lucinda and I are going to be doing the instruction
And cheese making can get a little crazy, so but what I love about these classes too, Myra, that people should keep in mind is it's a great way to introduce yourself into like a new hobby. You can learn how to make cheese and figure out how to wood carve, so you can do it in your spare time and maybe pick up a new hobby with it.
Exactly. And that cheese making class is going to be on Saturday, February 23rd from 10 until 3. And we're going to be working on that all day and stuff. And it's just going to be a really fun time and stuff. Lucinda is an awesome instructor and stuff too. She's a lot of fun and stuff. Awesome. So people are going to learn a lot.
Very good.
Day, so.
Myra Olson, again, education coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center, our guest right now on Let's Talk About It. So classes, check out the display, Wine and Cheese this Saturday. Now let's go over into the homeschool arts. This was something else you introduced earlier last year.
Yes, this was something that I introduced this fall and stuff to be doing on a continual basis with any of the homeschool students in, you know, I say our community, but it's our outlying region.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. We've got people that are coming in, driving in long distances for these classes, and it is so awesome and great and stuff. And this is for any age homeschool student, and it's always, it's every other Friday. So in January, you know, we have it, we had it on the 11th and the 25th, and in February it'll be on, oh my goodness, now I can't.
I don't have that here.
But it'll be in February, so you can call on those dates and stuff and get those dates for
February 8th and 22nd.
Yes, there you go. Okay. I'm sorry. So.
No, that's all right.
Yes. So
awesome. And how do kids get signed up with that? Do they just have to contact the art center to do that?
They just give us a call at the art center and stuff. And I always say and stuff that, you know, I'd like people to let me know and stuff that they're coming.
Yeah.
But don't limit yourself. If you know, if you haven't called in and stuff, don't worry about it and stuff. Just come that day and stuff. And I've always got enough things set up for kids, you know, for extra kids. I always plan for extra kids.
For sure.
And you know, I've had pretty good numbers for this and stuff. You know, sometimes I've had up to 26 kids for this. And so it's just awesome. And that's a program that I really want to see grow and stuff because I think there's a need for it in our community.
There you go. So if you know anybody who's homeschooling and wants to kind of get that arts curriculum in there, that's a great way to do it at the Jamestown Arts Center.
Yeah.
Here's another thing for people to get involved with too, Myra, is the ice sculpture in the park. I think you guys did this last year too.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to see some of these sculptures, but it's really a community-oriented thing that you guys are doing.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We are asking everyone in the community and stuff, old and young and stuff, to make you know, ice blocks and stuff, colored ice blocks. I mean, go ahead and make clear ones too. That's fine. You know,
adds a little bit of flavor.
Yes, you bet. And variety is good and stuff. And we're asking people to come. And if they want to drop off their donations of ice blocks in the park, we'll go ahead and arrange that into a sculpture and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we want to showcase this during the Cabin Fever days and stuff in February. So,
okay. Yeah. So, I mean, blocks of all different shapes and sizes, I'm sure anything you guys will take.
Anything.
They can make those ice blocks really easy. You just got to make the block, set it outside, you're good to go.
It is a really fun thing to do with your kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my arts after school program and stuff, I'm really encouraging my students and stuff to go home and on the weekends make these blocks, you know, and stuff. And it's just something fun to do, you know, and you don't even have to have freezer space to do it and stuff. You know, just put it in something, put water in something and set it outside. Right. You know, it's just a real fun activity and stuff and doesn't have to be expensive for anybody to
do. And it'll be really interesting what comes out of it too.
Exactly.
Other things going on at the Art Center, Myra, this is a big one for the Art Center. Being a nonprofit, you rely on out kind of funding, grants and everything. Giving Hearts Day has been a big fundraiser for the Art Center too.
Giving Hearts Day is one of our biggest fundraisers and stuff. And this is going to be awesome this year. Of course, you know, it's going to be on February 14th, Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner. I mean, I think people, you know, and stuff need to get that on their calendars and stuff. So, yes. And so we would just appreciate any kind of donation and stuff during that and stuff because gifts of $10 or more are matched up to 100%.
It's amazing. It's doubled at that point.
Yep,
and it's amazing.
Exactly. So, you know, come on down to the Art Center, take a look around and stuff. If you have any questions and stuff, we'd be happy to answer any questions and keep us in mind for Giving Hearts Day. Yeah. So
if you're making a donation or you plan on making a donation, you can wait until February 14th so you can help double that up a little bit.
Yep.
And Myra, this blew me away. Open Mic Night is something that has been just getting more and more just successful for you guys. And there was a huge one recently. And that's coming back again for people who want to go see it up.
You bet. Yeah. And stuff, you know, Open Mic Night is something that has just exploded. And we love it. It is one of the fun nights and stuff. I just love my job and every aspect of my job at Open Mic Night and stuff is just awesome and amazing for me and stuff. So, and the variety of entertainers that we have come in and stuff, you know, we have people that come in that, you know, play guitar and sing and, you know, do that. And then we have, you know, we've got this gentleman here in town and stuff that comes in and does, he dresses dresses as a pirate and does rope tricks.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What am I missing? I need to get there. You need to come. I need to see that.
Yes. And, wow. And you know, people always come to and stuff. We have some people that recite poems. I recited a poem and stuff last time. And, okay. And you know, we've got people like that do that kind of stuff too. And, yeah. And so it's something for everyone. And, you know, and I know I've mentioned this to you before, mm-hmm. Warren, but I encourage, you know, if we have any little kids and stuff that are needing to practice a little bit before their piano recital, mm-hmm. We're a very friendly group. And
very
and,
supportive.
Yes, and a very supportive group and stuff. And so we just encourage people of all ages and all talents to come out and take part.
And
so.
That next open mic night is on the 31st.
It is on Thursday, the 31st and stuff, which is just around the corner.
Excellent. So yeah. Get that on your calendar. And of course, all the other things we've talked about. Myra, if people do have questions, there's a lot of ways they can get the information, get tickets, or just stop by. There's a lot of ways they can get more information from the Arts Center.
You bet. Yep. And our phone number is 701-251-2496. And you can check out our website. It's www.jamestownarts.com. So.
Perfect. Very good. Myra, anything else we were missing? It's always full when you stop by.
You know, the gala. We didn't talk about the gala. Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's a big one, too, for you guys.
That's a huge one. Yep. And you know what? That is just around the corner, too, and stuff, because that is going to be on February 9th this year. Yes. Okay. And so just around the corner and stuff. So something for people to keep in mind. We've had a very good response from the local businesses and stuff for sponsorships this year. But we encourage people to come out and stuff and check it out. You know, it's really amazing to have that kind of venue in Jamestown and stuff. And we just encourage people to come out and dress up that night and stuff and grab your husband, grab your wife, grab your boyfriend, grab girlfriend, whatever, yep. Yeah. And stuff. Come on out and stuff.
Dress up and show out is kind of what we like to say, right?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. So the gala on February 9th. I almost said 4th. February 9th for the gala.
Yes.
Perfect. And they can find that information too, calling you, stopping by.
You bet.
Perfect. Myra, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.